listening to the Do Shit, Get Shit Done podcast with Lee Bridges, your regular accountability buddy and kick up the butt. So get ready to get shit done.
Well, episode 21 of the Do Shit, Get Shit Done. Oh, that rhymed. Hello, my name's Lee Bridges. I hope you are wonderful and having an excellent day. I didn't quite say that right because I nearly burped on my coffee. Yes, we are at episode 21 and this is an absolute favourite of mine because we are going to kill the ego. Man, that feeling I had when I started killing my ego lives with me to this day. To understand why you should crush your ego and how, we first need to understand exactly what the ego is. The dictionary definition of ego. Ego, a person's sense of self-esteem or self-importance. You can think of ego as a mediator between your conscious and unconscious brain, encouraging the level of identity that you feel. So what does this mean? And why would we want to kill our identity? Let's revisit the premise that absolutely everything is on a spectrum. Ego is exactly the same, except it's one of the few examples that is negative at both ends. At one end, we have big ego, or egotistical. The reality here is that you're just a complete wanker, self-absorbed, entitled, and wrapped up in only your own shit with no care for anyone else's. On the other end of the spectrum, however, is no ego. Having no ego, i.e. no self-esteem or self-importance, a lack of confidence or lack of self-belief, can be just as damaging. You have to understand, when I say kill your ego, I don't mean losing your identity, quite the opposite. I mean finding your true identity, regardless of what anyone else thinks. Remember that the majority of what we believe was told to us by people that believed the majority of what they believed because they were told by people that believed the majority of, well, you get the picture. Let's talk about handshakes. What do you think of when someone shakes your hand? An impossible question to answer without asking some of your own questions right back. Yep. So let's investigate the handshake. And to keep it simple, let's just use three different variables. We won't take into account the cleanliness, the height, the age, the odor, etc. of the person shaking our hand. All we're going to use are the three main different grips. Super strong, matched, and super weak, aka floppy or wet. If you're like me, then you would have had an immediate reaction to either the super strong handshake or the super weak handshake, or both. We've all had them. The overly confident, my dick is bigger than yours, super strong handshake. Or the wet, limp, I can't even look you in the eye, super weak, thumbing in a softy handshake. In fact, I bet you can think of people that you know who have one of these two handshakes. You can also probably think of one or two people with a bloody lovely, non-imposing handshake. Or now Rona bump. Think of the handshake spectrum just like the ego spectrum. One end being the super strong and the other end being super weak. Just to make it easy to visualise, the super strong handshake is massive ego, which weirdly enough usually means a total lack of confidence. And the super weak handshake is no ego at all. Like I said before, most of us will be all over the spectrum for different reasons. For example, you won't talk to a stranger, but you're happy to fart in front of your mate. Or you're really confident when you're watching the game, but you'd never dream of joining the team. Or you feel anxious about going to a job interview, but you're more than happy to attend a fetish sex party. Anyways, the point is that ego does not help anything unless you completely understand it, kill it, and then replace it with much more beneficial stuff that allows you to take your power back and grow. So, how do you kill your ego? You may not like what is coming, so I'm very, very sorry. But I absolutely guarantee you with 100% certainty that if you do what I suggest in the next few minutes, your life will be unimaginably better. You will have begun to unlock your full potential and you'll feel more alive and free. No bullshit. Firstly, though, I have to put in a disclaimer, as some of the things that will happen when you begin this process will feel super weird and super awkward and initially unsettling. Disclaimers to killing your ego. Number one, people will talk shit about you, aka haters, or try and convince you to stay exactly where you are, aka cynics. Number two, people will question what you're doing and think that they know better. Number three, you'll realise that some of your friends and family don't actually have your best interests at heart. And number four, you will feel very, 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 very scared and doubtful at times. There are a few more things that I've noticed on this subject, but these four points are the most poignant. So let's take a closer look at them, shall we? Number one, people will talk shit about you, also known as haters. Just think about something that you've previously chose to do that other people laughed at or ridiculed you for or thought they knew better. Ultimately, spending their time and energy focused on you. Let them. For those people that will want you to stay where you are, also known as cynics, they only want this because they're not progressing themselves. More on these two in a future episode. Num num two. People will question what you're doing and they think they know better. Similar to the previous, people will not understand that you're making changes. But just remember this. When someone tells you that you can't do something, they are not telling you. They are telling themselves. Because you can do anything, babe. Number three. You will realize that some of your friends and family do not actually have your best interests at heart. True, it hurts to begin with. But when you get your head around it, you'll realize it doesn't matter. This does not mean your nearest and dearest don't love you or want anything other than the best for you. It just means that they haven't committed to themselves and in doing so will not understand your choices enough to support you in the best way. They will instead want to give you advice based on their findings in their own lives, which is by no means necessarily helpful and usually just a form of validation for their own choices. Number four, you will feel very, 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 very scared at times. Yep. It's going to happen. You're going to have to jump off the cliff a few more times as of yet. I'm not going to sugarcoat it. I'm just going to tell you the truth. Embraced fear is always followed by immediate gratification, success, or happiness. Got it? So, let's kill your ego. Oh, actually, before we start, and this is quite a hard one to come to terms with, you have to be completely honest. I mean, like, completely honest. I'm here to show you ways to help with this, but there's a point when you're going to need to come out and take the dive yourself. I'm going to say this once and I hope it rings home. We always know when we're lying to ourselves, always. We just don't acknowledge it. Here's what I want you to do now. I need you to spend a moment going deep. Some of you won't have done this for a while, if at all, and it is really important that you actually commit, otherwise this won't work effectively. I want you to close your eyes and think about the real you. Not what other people think of you, not what you want other people to think of you, but the real you. What's in there? It could be that you're unsure of your sexuality, or that you're fascinated with exotic birds and you want to move to the Amazon, or you're really unconfident but you act like you're not. If you're allowing your real you to come through, then you wouldn't have had to think. You already know. You just might not be ready to own up to it yet. It might be that you don't love your partner anymore, or you hate your job, or you have a phobia of snakes, or you like cross-dressing, or you want to be an artist but your parents are both barristers and expect you to follow suit. It doesn't matter what it is, it's in there. It's always been in there and we need to use it. Look, suppressed energy is strong. It's like frigging antimatter. You'll have probably had multiple things that came up. They feel a little bit naughty, don't they? A little bit like a secret. I want you to think about them. Give them time. All right? That was step one. So you can probably see where step two is going. But before I go on and tell you to do what you know I'm going to tell you to do, I want to stress this point. You have to do this. Not for me or anybody else. I won't force you to do anything, but you do need to do this if you're going to be your best self and actually live your life and be happy. So, and I promise this is easier if you don't dwell on it and you just get it done, you need to come out with whatever it is. To yourself first, then to whoever else. Whatever it is. You need to own it, because it's you. I mean, it's literally you. It's the you that you've been fighting, more than likely without even realizing, for your whole life. But as soon as you admit, you can commit. The old admit and commit. Think of it like this. You've spent most of your life committing to someone else's set of standards, which they got from someone else. You gotta be yourself. But first, you have to learn how. And it all starts with us accepting that we need to reset and start again with this new power, the power of being ourselves. Scared of snakes? You gotta go and find a friggin' snake and pick it up. I'm not joking. Whatever it is, you gotta strap up and take control because it's the only way. So for those of you that just had that, oh my God, I just can't thought process, thinking about snakes or spiders or losing weight or starting a new business or telling your homophobic dad that you're gay, you can. You just haven't yet. But when you have, you will have. If you're listening to this, then you probably haven't ever died. And if you haven't died, then like me, you have no idea of what really happens or doesn't when you finally pop your clogs. So it's kind of important to live while you can. So just pick up the snake already. What you're doing hasn't been working. I know because what I'd been doing hadn't been working correctly for the first 27 years of my life. I made all of the mistakes, like literally all of them. I used to do this exercise with students, and the worst part of the process is that when you do finally come out and admit who you are, nobody actually cares. Ever had that friend at a party? They've had a couple of shots and they finally decide to come out as gay. And apart from the gossipy, life-wasting reactions, everyone else is like, oh yeah, yeah, we knew. Yeah, nice one, mate. Fancy another tequila? For those of you that have had a serious worry on this, especially if it's something that you really struggle with because of pressure coming from somewhere else, then I've got one thing to say to you. That sucks. And it breaks my heart when we end up in those kind of situations. But you have two options here. Number one, exist in somebody else's ideals. Or number two, don't give a fuck and run your game. You can't live in fear, man. That is not a life. Be proud of yourself. Shut the haters down. Or even better, enjoy the free promotion that the haters give you and carry on being a legend. I can't stress this enough. You need to jump off the cliff today, not tomorrow or next week. Don't build yourself up. Just trust me and don't look back. I've jumped off the cliff a bunch of times now and it never feels easy, but the benefits are second to none. When I started writing the book, I knew that I needed to put my money where my mouth was. So I quit my job at the college, which I'd done for 7 years and was secure income, ran full force towards the cliff edge and jumped. Of course, I had all of the negative thought processes. What if the book's not good? What if people don't like it? What if people hate it and write bad, nasty things about me? What happens when my parents read it and find out I'm a recovered drug addict? What if I poo myself? Oop, I don't know why that was in there, sorry. What if I can't survive off it and my wife leaves me and my kid hates me? I could go on. Same thing when I set up my third business after my last one crashed and burned through COVID. Asked Hannah to marry me, took on Cal as my own son, and had my first communal shower at the gym. The longer I thought about these things, the further I was from the cliff edge. Fortunately, I've been implementing my hacks for years now, and this particular situation, as terrifying as it was just another cliff to jump off. And cliff jumping is fun as hell once you get used to it. Look, the reason I'm being so full on here and asking you to absolutely crush one of your biggest fears is that I've experienced it firsthand, and it is arguably the most important part of the process. Rumi said, "Your task is not to seek for love, but merely to seek and find all the barriers within yourself that you have built against it." I don't know if that was racist. It wasn't meant to be. This is so true. The thing he didn't mention is where these barriers come from and how detrimental they are if you don't break through them. They're built up over years and years and years, since childhood, when our brain is like a sponge and just sucks in as much data as it can. But ask yourself this. What if the data's wrong? Is there a chance that nearly everything that we've been told could be incorrect? After helping students to commit this ego suicide, I've witnessed them do amazing things, from quitting the job they hate, to starting a business, to telling their parents that they're gay or bi or trans or whatever, to quitting drugs and drink, to asking someone that they really like out on a date, to asking someone that they really love to marry them. I've seen all of these firsthand and the feedback has been monumental. You know how I said earlier that you always know? This couldn't be truer right now. You know what you need to do, but can you do it? The reason that I said just go for it is that the longer that you deliberate, the higher chance you'll listen to your negative voice and not go through with it. So do it. Do it now. The rest of this program will not entirely work anywhere near as well as it can if you don't complete this step. Completely. And bailing on your life, well, I can't let you do that. I know what will happen if you don't do this, so don't give up now. We're coming to the really good stuff. Scared of water? Learn to swim. Scared of heights? Book a skydive. Scared of dating? Jump on Tinder. Scared to tell people you love them? Just do it. Scared to join a fitness class? Suck it up. Scared to commit to your future? Well, what can I say? It's your future, whatever you choose to do. But right now, you have the opportunity to change it in mammoth ways that you won't have yet experienced. So my huge cliff dive, well, the first huge one, which now seems tiny in comparison to the ones I'm currently trying to do, was moving to Brighton, over 200 miles from my friends and family. Maybe doesn't sound like much in comparison to fighting a phobia of snakes or asking someone to marry you, but I was working a job I hated, I had a long-term girlfriend, and my friends and family, although supportive, did not want me to go. I came to Brighton to study drums and make new connections and contacts, and I was petrified. This move was, at the time, the hardest choice I'd ever made. Other cliff jumps I've done include splitting up with my partner of 8 years when I knew it wasn't working, quitting my full-time job of 7 years to pursue a career I could run myself, taking on a stepson, asking my now partner to marry me, admitting I had a serious drug problem, dealing with said serious drug problem, telling my parents about said serious drug problem. They never get easier, but they always get more rewarding, and they always get you closer to yourself. So, back to you. Please do not continue listening until you've taken this step. But do not leave it too long. It feels like there's never a right time to do something scary, but with that mindset, the time will never come. And the quicker you do it, the easier it is. So rip off the band-aid now. Thank you for listening. I really appreciate it. Remember to share, review, and subscribe. And try not to get annoying songs stuck in your head. Stuck in your head. Stuck in your, stuck in your, stuck in your head. Don't get annoying songs stuck in your head. Stuck in your, stuck in your head. You can grab a copy of the book, Do Shit, Get Shit Done, from Scamazon. And you can join the mailing list at leebridges.co.uk, where I send out regular helpful treats and tips. In a bit, legend.
You've been listening to the Do Shit, Get Shit Done podcast with Lee Bridges. Don't forget to subscribe, share and review. And we also have a mailing list that offers regular life hacks and super helpful content. You can join it at leebridges.co.uk. See you next time.